Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I get the respect that the Tampa Bay Rays have because they seem to do it every single year. I remain highly skeptical of Tampa Bay hanging in there, especially with playing home games in a very tough, hot environment and then mostly being on the road.
That's a good point.
And the talent question I have about this team, I still don't think it's Tampa Bay, but I am not surprised that the recency bias has it at 54% in favor of the Rays.
Well, you just have seen them have success over the last little bit here and only in their 8 games over .500, and it feels like they're right on the heels of the Yankees. And so, what is it, 4 in a row for them? Four in a row and 6 out of their last 8 or so? So they've just been good.
And they played better than that. I think they're like 20 out of their last 27. Right. Something of that nature. The Rays have played well for an extended period of time. Credit to them.
Yeah, and by the way, Boston didn't exactly miss a beat without Devers last night either.
Well, they pitched well. That's really what happened. Mm-hmm. I'm looking ahead into September. The Yankees play the Orioles a lot at the end of the season. That may not matter. And they play the Red Sox 3 times and the Blue Jays 3 times. They don't even see the Tampa Bay Rays in the month of September. In fact, the last time the Yankees will face the Rays will be at George M. Steinbrenner Field in the middle of August. Which sucks. We need more divisional games, man.
I mean, George, Florida in the middle of August?
Yeah.
I mean, holy cow, that sucks.
And one last thing about the Rays. If I'm wrong about them and they do make the playoffs or they win the division or they finish where they are right now, which is the top American League wildcard team, that means there would be playoff games at George M. Steinbrenner Field. Can you believe that?
No.
Same amount of fans at the Trop for those games.
You're right. It'll look better at George M. Steinbrenner Field, but I'm still wondering, will they actually allow that? Or would they move the Rays to a different location?
Where would they go?
I wish I had a good answer for that. No, Lone Depot Park in Miami?
Yeah.
Truist Park in Atlanta?
But if you're talking about a core of 10,000 people willing to go to that game, they're not leaving Tampa to go somewhere else.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right, but could you have playoff games or, dare I say, a World Series at George M. Steinbrenner Field?
No, you can't.
So then what are you doing? You're going to move the World Series? You're going to let them play in the playoffs and then come October, late October, you're like, we're going to move you?
Why can't you?
I honestly think, Evan, that would suck. We'll figure it out if we get to that point.
Oh, I agree. They have no plan.
There is no plan for that right now.
No, I agree with you. Baseball has no plan.
What plan could there be?
I don't know. And I'm in a really tricky spot because I love rooting for chaos. So I'd love to see this situation happen. But believe it or not, I really despise the Tampa Bay Rays. I always have.
Why? I'll
explain it this way. I don't respect franchises that don't commit themselves to winning and spending. Mm-hmm. And I think that their ownership, you know, they walk around like, we don't have the money to spend. BS. These owners have money to spend. They choose not to spend it.
Right.
And so I don't look at small market teams and feel bad for them. I look at small market teams and I hate them because I think they're lying and doing disservices to their loyal fans. So I don't want to see the Tampa Bay Rays succeed.
The problem is they don't really have loyal fans.
Well, they've got a few.
I mean, how many people are going to those games? There's probably more this year just because of the novelty of being in Steinbrenner Park. What is it? So their home games are roughly 10.
Yeah, I think they sell out just about every game, 9,000, 10,000 people. But just because you're not going doesn't mean you aren't a fan. That would basically be saying Tommy Lugauer isn't a real Met fan. He's a real Met fan. He just doesn't go to a lot of games.
Right. Last year, they got 18 to 20.
Oh, so they outdrew them last year. No, they were in a bigger ballpark because they could expand it when they play the Yankees or the Red Sox and get a lot of people there.
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go to Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you. Good to talk. I wanted to share some thoughts on these amazing Yankees, if I might.
Sure.
So first off, Evan, I just want you to take that Volpe stat and shove it right up your sister's ass. And here's the reason why. You want to cherry pick? Let's cherry pick, all right? So first things first. Anthony Volpe with runners in scoring position is batting .227. Oh, that doesn't look good. All right, let's go to the next one. With runners on third with two outs, batting .095. Ooh. Ooh, that's ugly. Ooh, that's bad. That's bad. Oof, right. That's bad. So maybe do something different. Because with a 1-1 count, he bats like .370. That's not bad either, right? So, like, I mean, by your logic, like, you know, maybe take a pitch. Maybe take two, right? Maybe that'll improve your odds. Right,
because there's no pressure on him, Gabe, until there's two strikes.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly my point, right? So, look, at the end of the day, the Volpe thing aside, the Yankees are starting their typical annual under Boone June swoon, right? So we know that, you know, at the end of the day, the people are saying the AL sucks. They don't have real competition. The Tigers look pretty legit. The Rays are winning games. And I'm going to tell you why this matters come October. Aaron Boone, in 12 playoff series, has won 6 of those 12 series. And all 6, the Yankees have had home field advantage.
Right. Bingo.
In the 6 that they've lost, they were the away team.
Yep.
So these games matter. Sucking in June and sucking in July matters. When it comes to other teams getting
high, I completely agree with that point.
Nailed that, Gabe.
And
by the way, I love that. Under Boone, June, swoon.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Solid.
Yeah, copyright that. Solid. I completely agree. I brought this up a lot last year towards the end of the year, why finishing with the number one seed was so important.
Mm-hmm.
Look, there's some...
And it helped them. They got to the World Series.
Well, it helped them because, to his point, they don't lose playoff series when they have home field advantage.
Right, and they did not have it in the World Series.
Correct. And a year earlier, when they got knocked out, they didn't have it then either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they get knocked out when they don't have home field advantage. And by a year earlier, I mean 2 years earlier, because obviously they weren't in the playoffs the previous year. But in 2022, in the American League Championship Series, the Astros had home field advantage. They lost. In 2021, the wild card game was in Boston. They lost. 2020 is a little fugazi, but Game 5 was technically a road game. They lost. 2019, when they lost in the ALCS, they were in Houston. They lost. In 2018, Division Series, Red Sox at home field. They lost. 2017, Astros are cheating. They have home field. They lost. The last time the Yankees lost a playoff series with home field advantage. That's my trivia question. You got the answer, Sean?
I don't have the answer.
The last time they lost a playoff series with home field advantage was the one-game playoff against the Astros in 2015.
Count. Oh, that doesn't count.
If you don't want to count that, I got that ready, would be the ALCS against Detroit where Derek Jeter got hurt.
Oh, wow.
That's the last time. So Gabe is right that home field matters. It's a big deal. But I don't think anyone's arguing that. I think the question is, how just concerned are you by their recent offensive foils? They're not this bad.
No. And that's why you can't be overly concerned about it. You're frustrated by it. You get pissed off because of what Volpe did in the ninth inning and what Jazz did by not bunting to move the runner over.
How about what everybody did? Nobody hit.
Basically, nobody hit except for Giancarlo Stanton.
And credit to Ron Washington. Ron Washington is the only manager in this sport who has taken my advice. Or maybe I got it from Ron.
Walk Judge.
He did it with two outs and nobody on. And as he did it, I was like, yeah, of course. And if managers are paying attention, you follow this trend. Because you can't let Aaron Judge beat you. You have to treat everybody else and say, you beat me. Now, I have to admit, and this is in my head in a big way. Yesterday, we received a caller. A caller called up, mentioned what Andrew McCutchen had said over the weekend about the baseballs. Tiki even pointed me to an Athletic article from a few days ago about the baseballs and if they're traveling as far and if home runs are down, is there something up with the baseballs?
There is more drag. The bottom line, and this is information, statistics, released by Major League Baseball. So McCutchen didn't like have a miraculous epiphany about the balls.
Right.
This was released by Major League Baseball, and there's just more drag on the ball.
So that's what they are telling us. Now, I sat there last night, and for whatever reason, maybe it's because it's like you're not sick, you're feeling well, but all of a sudden you run into contact with someone who has the flu, and you start to think, now I have the flu. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh, my throat hurts. You start to think you have something that you don't have. Isn't there like a phrase for that?
Hypochondriac.
No. I know what you guys mean. You're not wrong, but that's not what it is.
Hypochondriac is
Is when you always think you're sick.
You think you're sick.
But it's
like
more
it's like a psycho something.
Yeah, it's something where you think you have something someone else has. Or you start to think things that aren't even true.
Yeah, I got it. Munchausen?
No, that's when you do it on your children. Like you keep thinking your kids are sick, so you get them treated for illnesses that they don't have, and it's Munchausen by proxy, I think. Yeah. So I forget. I know what you're talking about. I can't think of the word.
Now, the reason I bring that up is because last night watching the Yankee game, how many times did we see a baseball get hit and say, "How'd that not get out?" Cody Bellinger's ball. I mean, what the hell was that?
Right.
Aaron Judge had a ball. What the hell was that? Even my guy Goldie, when he came up and drove that ball to center field. What the hell is that? So I don't know if this is...
the drag on the ball?
Whatever. Or the theory of, since it's on my mind, I'm thinking about it. But wasn't it on your mind too, Sean? Like, when those balls were hit, were you like, wait a second?
Every single time, and especially the Bellinger one, because I jumped out of the seat. But yeah, there was at least four moments last night, and I didn't think of it the entire weekend versus Boston until we did the show yesterday.
Now, one factor may have been it was raining a little bit last night. It was drizzling. It was misty.
But they were flying balls out in April and May in that crap weather.
I'm just saying. It was misty. It wasn't very hot out. I don't know.
They weren't playing at Soldier Field in November.
I'm just trying to answer what the heck happened. Like, is it our minds playing tricks on us?
Right.
Or was there major drag on the baseballs last night at Yankee Stadium?
Psychosomatic is what it is.
Psychosomatic?
Physical illness that is partly caused or worsened by mental factors.
Yeah.
Right.
And by the way, I think we all have that at times.
Oh, without a doubt.
We all start to think things are wrong with us when they're not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.